So we are back in the studio, and this is the officially now the Anaflex gym we're recording from.
That's it. Anaflex. Anaflex.
I'll put the logo on the screen about here, but there is a sign just above that the camera can't see.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so welcome back, Ryan. We're still in Corona times.
Yeah, we're still in Corona land right now, but you know, we're still keeping our distance.
Yeah, we're a meter apart.
Is it a meter?
That's the current rule. That's about a meter, I'd say.
Whatever. I mean, to be honest, just stay safe. I
ain't gonna lick you.
No, exactly.
We're not gonna be licking you.
We touch elbows.
I ain't even touched elbows.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, today's show, guys, is a big one. This is a new dawn for the Pose Down as we commit to bring you quality guests on all our future shows now.
That is our mission.
Ultimately, guys, you're probably sick of listening to me and the big man ramble on and on and on. So it's about time we added serious content. And today's guest you don't get much more serious content than Mark Coles.
No, not at all. Like, for me, one of the biggest UK mentors around.
Yeah. And he gives incredible advice. He's hugely expert in the fitness industry, in fitness professionals, PTs out there, anyone in business. In fact, to be honest, a lot of Mark's advice, and he's going to talk about his new book that he's got, and the advice that he gives applies to real world life, business, everything, getting ahead in life. Mark is a great man. Listen to this podcast.
And just goals in general.
Yeah.
Right.
We're lucky to have him on, and yeah, it's great. So we're going to get on with the show now. We're going to talk about all the other goings on. We'll keep it brief because Mark really is the big thing about the show.
He can talk forever as well.
He can talk forever. So, yeah. He also likes to rip into Ryan and his physique attributes, his side tricep, for example.
Yeah, I love his banter.
He's got great banter, guys. He is a very funny guy. He knows what he's talking about. But let's get on with the show. Go. You're going to bring us some. You got anything to say? You got anything to say, Ryan?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Today's show is brought by the one and only Just Believe. You have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe, you don't achieve. What else we got? Who's the other sponsor?
The other sponsor of this show is Social Fellow Marketing. All your content creation needs. Brought to you by Social Fellow, behind the camera, running your Instagram account and making sure you get those likes and those conversions.
Oh yeah, there you go.
So there you go, guys. Let's bring that down. Let's bring that down. Oh yes. Oh yeah, Just Believe, Ryan.
That's it, Just Believe. Just Believe. Anything you do, guys and girls, just believe in the process.
You believe you can achieve.
Oh yeah, it's not just a saying. You actually have to believe, guys. This is no joke.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah, but it's good to see you, man.
You too. We're back here. We're actually going to train after this, right?
Yeah, we are in the Anaflex gym recording this show. This is our permanent location now. We've got the lovely brick wall. We've got the lovely rack arms behind us here.
It's a good look. It's a good setting.
This is proper. This feels right, guys. It's great to see you. We're on YouTube if you're watching. Hey, guys.
Hey.
You all look great. You look great. But yeah, so we're still in the Rona times. We're still socially distanced. Gyms have opened.
Yes, that's one obviously news.
Gyms are open, so people are back doing what they do best, hopefully. Yeah, yeah, probably getting back.
Have you been back to the gym yet?
I don't need. Look around.
Oh yeah. I like that.
I got cable fly. I got full rack of dumbbells.
That's it.
I got the plates. I got the rack. I got the ski erg for cardio.
I got mag grips.
Mate, no expense spared at this gym, the Anaflex gym.
That's it.
Where Sparacos, the mighty Anastasia Parakos, my good wife, is currently running an incredible trade. Because people don't want to go back to commercial gyms. No. The home gym is the way forward.
I think it could be the future because this ain't going to be the first and last virus that goes worldwide.
Get your bunker in order, guys. So if you need any home gym equipment, you come to me. You drop me a DM. I'll hook you up, guys. I got the connection with all this equipment here.
We should get them as sponsoring the show as well.
We absolutely could.
Why not, mate? Yeah, start talking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you need high quality equipment, guys, you come to me. I'll sort you out. But yeah, so great show today. We've got Mark Coles as a guest. I love Mark Coles. He's a great guy to talk to, but ultimately the man knows his shit. He knows he's talking about.
He does know what and it's come a lot from his own self-education, his experience, and, you know, when you put those two together, you know, you've got, and he's got drive as well.
It's hard not to be motivated and inspired by the guy.
Literally, you know, I know Mark from before, and, you know, he said certain things to me before, and I'm like, okay, and the way he says it with passion, and he makes you believe in, like, you can actually do it.
I see a bit of him has transferred into you in the recent years, where you've developed from being, you know, about the likes on Instagram and the competition, the success in competing. You still have that, but you've learned more about business, and you've actually developed, and you're creating a future for yourself.
Yeah,
and all that stuff is so important.
Yeah, I think so, because, like, you got to not just think about the present. It's important to think about the present, but you learn from the present, and then
where are you going?
Where are you going from the present?
Where are you going?
And that's what you got to kind of think of. I mean, I'm not going to be competing on stage my whole life at this level, so I've now got to think, okay, what are my next steps from this present day? What am I going to be doing? What do I need to now learn that's going to help me going forward?
But a lot of this stuff that we're talking about also applies to setting out plans to achieve goals in life. So whether your current goal might be, I've just got back to the gym, I now need to get back in shape again, am I just going to go down there and see what happens, or am I going to plan this? Am I going to work towards my goal? Am I going to set achievable goals?
Yes.
So listen to Mark, listen to what he has to say, and yeah, hopefully it will help you, you know, carve out the future you're looking to create.
Yeah, 100%.
But anyway, that is coming up in a minute. Coming up shortly, but of course we can't start the show without a little bit of what's going on. What have you been up to, anything in particular, Ryan?
No, nothing. I haven't watched any TV. I haven't nothing. I mean, but yesterday was me and my wife's 9th anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, thank you very much. So
she's been putting up with you for 9 married years.
Yeah, and that's only 9, because, like, obviously we was together before that.
Exactly.
But yeah, we got together in 2000.
I mean, I feel like I'm sort of married to you in a way.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you've been there since 2012, yeah, so it's a long time.
That's a long
8
time.
Years. So, but yeah, so yeah, we went out, had a nice day out, and then we had dinner in the evening, which is good.
Good.
Yeah.
Was there socially distanced service all right?
What, in the restaurant?
Yeah. Just felt like normal, yeah.
Normal. Yeah. It was just normal. We didn't have to wear masks, obviously, because you're in a restaurant.
Yeah.
The food was tasty, and yeah, there wasn't no social distancing whatsoever.
There you go. Yeah, but me personally, I've been cracking on with back to normal with work again, which feels pretty good. And I've been doing all my workouts here, which again feels great, if I'm honest, because I'm totally in control of my training. You know, I've kind of got my routine in order. And I can train when I want. And it's just like, it's great.
True,
that flexibility is so good. And it just slots in with life. And that's all you need. And, you know, nothing is necessarily straightforward at the moment for anyone. But you can control it if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, you've got everything here. I mean, I'm just looking around now. Now I'm just sitting down, just soaking it all in. You can actually, this is you. This is it.
Yeah. And I'm potentially going to extend and get some more leg machines in here as well.
Yeah, I mean, like a double leg machine would be good.
Leg extension curl, maybe a leg press. I'm gonna make things happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what else has been going on in the world? Well, so since we last spoke, Ryan, there's been some various bits and bobs going on, some news. CrossFit has completely imploded on itself.
I saw a glimpse of it. I mean, but what's actually, like,
so basically, I believe the CEO has he's come out and said some very bad things. I can't remember the exact ins and outs, so this was about a month ago. But since doing that, Reebok and Rogue have all basically completely distanced themselves from the brand. There's, you know, that.
So what happens now then to CrossFit? I mean, like the CrossFit Championships.
I really don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen with that now, to be honest. But we'll have to wait and see.
Right.
So that's happened. So by all means, do look into that. Sorry, that will be my notifications coming through. Right. Yeah, that's powerful, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so what else? Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Talk about Mike Tyson, Ryan.
Oh man, where should I start? So Mike Tyson is returning to the ring after so long out. I think his last fight was in, when was it? Was it 2000? No, in the 2005? I can't remember.
I mean, long time.
I think it's 2005. But so he's been a long time out of the ring. It was a dreadful showing by his last time, and he was a lot younger. So I don't know what Mike Tyson we're going to see, like in September.
I mean, he, from all the Instagram stuff that you might have seen, he looks dangerous.
Yeah, but I know what boxing's about, and you can hit the pads and make noise and look good. Even you could do that, Chris.
This is true.
So, but when you have someone punching you back, or someone with
but he's got that ferocious speed.
Yeah,
still.
But once like you've got someone with Roy Jones Jr.
who's
in
hitting
front of
you back.
Yeah, when you've got someone who's actually more skilled than Mike Tyson, okay, yeah, in front of you.
Yeah,
obviously not as heavy hitting. He's still a heavy hitter, but not as heavy as Tyson. It's a different story. I mean, it's an 8-rounder.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine, guys, if you don't know a bit about boxing, you have two ex fighters in the ring, haven't fought for a long time, about 4 years apart in age. And it's 8 rounds. Mike Tyson is an explosive person. So he hasn't been in the ring for a long time. So if his strength is the first 2 rounds, if he wins, he's only going to win in the first 2 or 3 rounds. If it goes beyond that, I favour the other guy.
Ooh, well, yeah. I think we'll get, when that gets a bit closer to the time, we may get a boxing correspondent on to talk to us about it. Because also we've got Anthony Joshua and Fury's now going to happen as well.
It's nothing been signed
yet. Yeah, but it's getting,
it's gonna
closer.
Happen.
It's
yeah,
going to happen.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a boxing show coming up.
Yeah. I'll try and get Dillian on as well. Dillian White.
Oh, funnily enough, yeah. I messaged you the other day. Who was I stuck behind in traffic? In a smart car.
Yes.
I got stuck behind a guy in a smart car, roof down, bulldog on the back of it, and the number plate that said Chisora. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Pulled up alongside him. He's holding up traffic whilst he's trying to cut the end off his cigar. In his smart car.
He's a crazy guy.
He's a big guy to drive a two-seater smart car.
Oh, he's like 6'4", 6'5".
But yeah. Man don't care.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't care. He's living his best life, that guy. Yeah. But yeah, so what else has been going on? Remote bodybuilding shows, Ryan, have been going on.
Oh.
So obviously, the body bit, some people have stayed in shape. So we've had bodybuilding competitions, professional shows done over Zoom and basically webcams and so on. How do you feel about that?
For me, there's nothing better than being there in person, because especially with a Zoom call, I mean, the quality is not going to be the best, all right? Especially you're critiquing, you're making critiques.
Surely the sharpness of a physique comes down to the quality of your webcam.
Yeah, exactly.
Your megapixels.
Yeah, so
giving it a
fair?
7 out of 10 for megapixels.
So I'm kind of like, I'm not too sure about that.
It's an interesting one,
isn't it? I mean, I didn't see it, so I can't really, you know.
The world is changing, Ryan. We need to be adaptable.
Yeah, but you know, you got to be fair as well.
Yeah, I guess there's nothing fairer than having the same people stood on one level playing field in front of the same judges, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I mean, there's all sorts been going on with the way the world's changed at the moment, Ryan.
I mean, 2020 has been obviously an interesting year.
We've got more to come. I mean,
this is not over. I mean, again, there's been a rise in coronavirus recently, so I think there'll be further more changes. But again, the good thing about humans is that we adapt, and because we have to survive, so there will be change, but. Again, like I always say, you have to get the positive. You have to draw the positives out of negatives and work with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've got to adapt and move forwards and just make the most of what you can, really, because
exactly.
It's going to be ups and downs for everyone. It's just a case of, you know, how you deal with
how
that.
How you deal with it, yeah.
Cool. So that's pretty much it for this show. We could do some Q&A if you want before we go on to the interview. Depends if you have any for us this week, Ryan.
No. I mean, I think we cover a lot on... we're going to be covering a lot with Mark.
There's a big chat with Mark. I've got plenty to talk to you about. So we'll get another podcast coming out soon where we have a little bit more of the usual back and forth between the two of us.
Yeah.
But for now, I think it's time we hand over to the Mark Coles interview. So... let's welcome him in.
Yep.
Okay, Ryan, as you can see, we have entered the Zoom. We are in the Zoom.
We're zooming it out here on the podcast.
post-lockdown.
This is post-lockdown, but we are still in the new studio, which is technically my garage, which is now a gym.
Yeah.
Obviously, Mark can't quite see here, but
Let me circle my laptop around.
There we go. There's a squat rack there. Got the cable fly. We've got all the plates and everything. I've got the full rack of dumbbells arriving tomorrow. We've
got this little thing up here.
Oh, yeah. That's the Jammer arms. I don't know if you're familiar with Jammer arms, but they're very versatile. So, yeah, it's been...
Was this at Ryan's request just so that he could keep the podcast going? He had a gym built in the studio.
It's a bit like Elton John in that if he flies anywhere...
Yeah, I can imagine.
He has to have it kind of decked out with his particular colours and everything.
Dwayne Johnson when he goes everywhere.
The Iron Paradise that travels everywhere.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
This has been a bit of a saviour for me, actually, which, interestingly, Mark, I was interested to know how you have coped with these socially distanced lockdown times.
To be honest, a lot of what we do is online now. A lot of what we do is online. So my wife has, left her job a year or so ago to run her business online. So to be honest, for about the last year, having her at home, we've been pretty much at home. So the only thing that I was really going to struggle with is gym.
Yeah, I was wondering how you cope with your own training, because obviously, you're a man who takes pride in his physique. So what have you been doing?
I do indeed. So as soon as we hit lockdown, I did that initial melt. What am I going to do? and I reached out to, I'll give them a shout out because they're really helpful and really quick. Primal Strength, you guys all know them.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. So I ordered a squat rack, plates, barbell, and a set of 40 kg dumbbells. I did go down the route of ordering some bands, thinking, oh my God, that's all I'm going to be able to use. And I tried leg extensions with bands once and threw them in the bin. I saw everybody using bands and I was like, okay, well, I haven't used bands apart from any degree of kind of activation or rehabilitation style. But what I did do is I got them and then I tried them and I binned them. So what I did is I went up to the local DIY shop and I bought a pulley, which quite a lot of people saw. And I put a pulley on the side of the squat rack and turned that into a push down cable fly. And also I sat on the edge of a bench and did a seated leg curl with the pulley.
Yeah.
Why? And I just was actually in the gym training today and I was blown away. I've been blown away by the max I lifted was 40 kgs on the dumbbells for pressing. And the most I kind of like for an RDL, it was, I can lift a few, a bit of weight with an RDL, but it was far off what I could normally lift. And I've gone back to the gym to lift today, having been the first kind of push session I've done since. And I'm quite surprised how close I am to what I was lifting pre. Right. And I want to play with this a little bit for the next week and look at my legs training and back and everything. But it was just very interesting to see. And I want to look into the bit of the research to see kind of what actually would have gone on. But I didn't make any progress. In fact, I was probably 20 kgs less in certain lifts than I was because I'd all I've got. But I've gone back to a couple of the lifts and they're not far off. So
would you train less frequent?
Do you know what? Do you know what's quite funny? I was training less frequent, but less intensity because I hadn't got the weight. So I increased the time under tension. So I kept a degree of muscle damage and a degree of tension, not massive high intensity in terms of loading because I hadn't got it. But I want to break down what I actually did do because the sessions were like 45 minutes, and I was bored and I was doing the best I could, but they're nowhere near what I did when I was in the gym. So I'm just kind of going to look over that in the next week or so and just to see how far off I am what I was doing 3 months ago because...
Would you say visually that there's been a much change at all with the change of like the lack of different training style? Or
if anything, I look bigger. No. Visually, all I've said during lockdown to myself is you look shit.
Yeah.
If I'm absolutely honest. But no, it's that whole thing. Have you done the same?
You look shit.
Right? I do look shit, yeah.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
I just see your photos during lockdown and whether or not actually there's a few archives ones there, isn't there?
Let's be honest.
Well, which ones? All of them. No.
Look at Chris's face. He's like rolling.
Well, I took all the photos so I know when they've been taken.
Yeah, exactly. but I say it's a throwback. I'm not, I don't pretend. that it's me now during lockdown. I hate when people do that, but I just say how it is, you know.
But yeah, Ryan, you've been quite okay to just accept the situation.
Yeah, mate, I accepted it and didn't train.
Did you not train?
The first 3 or 4 weeks, I had a few bits in the garage myself. And I just got fed up looking at all the brick walls. And I thought, you know, forget this. Let me just concentrate on the business. And that was it.
Yeah. No. That was it. Perfect. Do you know what? I spoke to the big bodybuilder at the gym where I train. And I saw him yesterday. And he looked at, you know, still looked a fucking tank. And I said, how did you get on during lockdown? He didn't train. And I thought, amazing. But do you know what's funny? I think we're all going to be fascinated by how quickly to remind us when you do how beneficial it is going to be for your body, you know, because it's not going to take long to get back on track, you know. I think you're going to find that, right?
Yeah, the body does kind of snap back pretty quick.
Yeah, so like, you know, was it a week? What, about 3 weeks ago I started training here?
Yeah.
In the garage where we are right now. And it took me about 2 weeks to get back into it, and I'm good to go now, you know. Mm. My body's, you know, kind of like where it was ish. But again, another 4 weeks like this, I'm back to maybe better.
I honestly don't think, no, like visually, you've changed a lot other than there's a, you know, a visible softness. But other than that, the actual framework and the actual size, there's no change.
No. So it shows you that rest can do great. One, as long as you keep your food relatively, you know.
Yeah, well, I kept on that. You know, I think I had a couple of glasses of wine at the weekend, and I'd have a meal on a Saturday night. But apart from that, my diet has not changed.
Good.
Every single day during lockdown. And I would say, as you've just said, I feel a little bit softer body composition wise. But I know this week, by doing 5 days of training this week, I thought to myself, I'm going to do a bit of cardio, recomp and everything. I'm going to have 7 to 14 days, picking the volume up a little bit, increasing the loading. And I know my conditioning will just come straight back. So that's going to be the case for a lot of people. They've gone straight back, cardio, drop the calories, increase the training, and they're going to be battered after week one.
Do you think there's any potential benefit to the people that have obviously had time off? They're now hitting it hard. Do you think their bodies, like people who may have struggled with plateaus in the past where they've been had this enforced rest, can you see any benefits from that now?
Yeah, of course. I think one of the things that I noticed massively, and I know this from kind of like guys and girls, but I think guys in terms of the loading that's lifted, is just joint pain. You know, joint pain and kind of systemic inflammation, you know, chronic inflammation. You know, we're going to be in a more anabolic state the better we recover. And I think that there's, especially in the bodybuilding world, as much as we talk about rest, there's not many people that are good at it. Mm. And they just keep pushing. And that forced rest will give the body so much time to recover, whether or not it's painful knees, painful elbows, like that loads of people get. But just from I think this forced rest, as Ryan said, if you let your food go, it's not going to be good for you because you've got fat. And if you've dropped your protein and eaten just rubbish food, you've dropped a load of muscle. So no, I don't think it's going to be beneficial. But if you've kept your food the same and not put on a lot of weight, the forced rest, I think you'll come back and you'll notice a dramatic increase in your performance.
Yeah.
As long as you respect rest moving forward.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm kind of positive about the future. I mean, for me personally, if this does go into lockdown again, I've got my gym now, I'm okay. Ryan can potentially come here.
I just drive over.
He just drives over. But obviously now, Mark, one thing we did want to talk to you about today is, of course, your new book.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Congratulations. Hello. It looks...
Thank you very much.
So I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Ryan hasn't let me borrow it yet, so I'll have a look at that.
I just like the feel of it. Forget about reading it. Look at that.
Oh,
smooth.
Oh, yay.
Smooth. So what do we call this smoothness?
Oh my God, we're drilling.
Is that matte?
It's a matte finish, yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically... Yeah,
I like the signed copy as well. I'm going to sell this on eBay in about a year's time when you make it.
Because he hasn't made it yet.
Not yet.
No. It's just a book so far. We haven't even launched it.
That is.
Level up. Out on Monday.
Level up. I love the title.
Thank you.
What's it all about?
Well, gentlemen, I shall tell you. So level up for me, in all honesty, it's the whole of my career, I've just tried to just keep getting incrementally better. Same thing with training, same thing with business, same thing just as an individual, as a person. You know, identifying for me where I wanted to get to, and then taking incremental steps towards getting there. So the whole level up thought process, I've used level up when I speak and present. I just say, listen, guys, you know, it's, if I say this about level up, it's not about a destination. So it's not about being an egotistical, you know, I've leveled up, I'm the best. None of us, you know, especially, you know, talking to Ryan now, you know, with your training, you're never going to say I'm there, I'm this, I'm that. You're just constantly refining and getting better.
Yes.
So my whole philosophy is with anything is just refining. It's all about your own journey, trying to find out, you know, getting yourself on the path towards your own journey, and then how to take incremental steps towards where you want to get to. So, you know, the book is partly, it shares bits of my journey, but mostly it's giving you a roadmap so that you can identify, using three primary areas, personal, physical, and professional, what could be a limiting factor in your journey towards where you want to get to. So P for personal. From the age of 24, I did so much personal development because I wasn't generally happy with where I was and wanted to get to. So we can kind of get into this later, but personal development has shaped me to who I am today. And when I work with fitness professionals, there's normally self-doubt, low motivation, frustration, you know, lack of clarity of where they're going. And especially with social media, there's so much overwhelm and kind of comparison of other people that it just stops people. And I've done that for me quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part in the book, because I've started reading it.
Thank you.
Only just recently, because I was reading another book, but I like to finish a book before I read another book.
Yeah.
It just gets too much. But so I started reading it. There's a bit about you talking about, me and Chris touched on it the other day, but there's a bit where you spoke about followers.
Yeah.
And how there's people with millions of followers, thousands of followers, and they do not know how to
convert that
into money.
So we had, okay? We were talking, weren't we, about this exact subject.
Where Mark touched on it, he goes, like, there's people with, like, you know, hundreds of, like, I don't know, under 1,000 followers, but know how to, you know, the unique selling point. Some people don't know how to, you know, take that money from customers, potential customers.
Before Mark responds to that, I should probably tell him that I actually use Mark Coles as an example to people, believe it or not. Because historically, like, Ryan's obviously got a very big following, and there's other people like Ryan with big followings. And historically, Mark, your following's been good, but it's niche, isn't it? But the example...
Sorry, Chris. it's all right, Mark. I mean, your following's all right.
It's good. But but then what I mean is, like, it's the quality of the following. And the quality of your content means that the people that follow you are so relevant to your business that you're more likely to benefit from that. Whereas someone like Ryan in the old days, when Ryan just used to post endless photos without, you know, just the glamour side of it with nothing to give back, it's just a good photo. Yeah, it potentially gets more likes and maybe more, you know, gay fanboys and everything. But ultimately, unless you do something with that, then it's ultimately, you know, just vanity and it's pointless. Whereas Mark, I look at you as an example to people that needs to say, well, he's actually, every post you do has a purpose to it. Mm-hmm. And that is important if you're a fitness professional looking to get ahead with social media.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing, you know, social media is fascinating. I mean, when I started being a coach, it wasn't even a thing. And so at the gym, all you'd ever do being a PT on the gym floor, I deeply love helping people because the fitness industry has given me, like, I was so lost when I was in a job trying to be a property surveyor. I was so lost. And that day when I've been training since 16, but when I got to about 18, 19, the gym was meaning so much to me and my body still wasn't where I wanted it to be. But when I became a PT, I suddenly said to myself, this is where I want to be. I know I'm here. So it gave me so much fulfillment. And the reason I'm saying this to you is, as I was training people in the gym, I just wanted to help people all the time. I knew who I wanted to help. I wasn't a physique coach yet, but I was just working my way to helping people lose weight, body fat. And as social media came out, it just gave you another vehicle to just start talking about what you love and who you'll help. And I think one of the problems with this social media is, you know, none of my journey has really been about how many followers I can get. It's all been about, at that moment in time, where I am in my career, who can I help the most from the whole level up process. How can I give you some tools to help you go from A to B to B to C? So with training, when we have people's social media accounts, you know, we all know, we see the girls and the guys that are just posting out photos, you know, conquer today, you know, Monday motivation. No, but no disrespect to that. Because the purpose of the post is, can I get some likes? Can I get some awareness? Because one part of marketing is getting attention. Like, you have to get attention with marketing.
All about attention.
Yeah, you got to get it, right? So you get so much attention, but the problem is, all it is, I mean, I've got somebody that I was talking to last year who had got 100,000 followers and is not monetizing it.
It's just
100,000.
They don't know how to.
The thing is, like, even...
No, they don't. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they don't know how to.
That's the technically the other business model, because you either do what you've done and make sure your content is valuable and can, you know, there's something you can sell out of your business, or you go the influencer route and get 100,000 plus followers, and then essentially you're promoting something in return for something. But I feel that's a short-lived gain. Whereas if you're actually able to give something back that has a value, then you've got, you know, best of both then, surely.
Well, let me give you an example. Instagram could shut tomorrow very easily.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, Instagram could shut tomorrow. I have a lot of email addresses that I've gained over the years from my Instagram account. In fact, the top three links that you can click in the link in my bio in my link tree are all free webinars. And each week we must have between 70 and 100 people watch the webinars. Yeah. Right? So they're people in a database. Now I can put in my bag all those email addresses. And if you shut Instagram down and start, I don't know, LinkedIn becomes the next thing, I can just literally chuck those all together and use a marketing campaign to drive my LinkedIn profile. So the point to me is this, that's just come up, guys, with time remaining.
10 minutes.
Is that right?
Well, I could, what I'll do.
It's the account you're on 40 minutes.
Yeah, so we just stop it and just redo it again.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So essentially, what was I just saying?
Email list.
So
I can take that email list and move it around. Or if everything's shut down, I can still email everybody every day.
Yeah.
Right? So I can still email every day and start selling my product, selling my services. My website I own, by the way, right? So my website owns, the domain I own, you know, as long as I keep paying hosting, but if it shuts down one hosting, you can go to another hosting. That's good.
You're in control.
Well, I'm in control, and I've been in control for many, many years. And one thing I see with the influencer game, it is short-lived. I mean, like, there's a lot of people making a lot of money off YouTube, but there's, do you know what happened? Do you remember when Facebook was, you were getting like 600-700 likes for a post?
Yeah.
That was insane. I was writing articles on my website and getting them shared about 500 times at a time. And now,
organic reach was good back then. Yeah, nothing now.
The organic reach was amazing, right? Now, do you think that we're going to be able to go 10, 15, 20 years with influencers making, you know, 10, 15, 20 grand a month on YouTube? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I think that people don't know the ad game. Eventually, like Facebook, they now want you to pay for ads to get your posts and get your ads to reach more people, and it's going to be the same with Instagram very soon.
It already is the same with Instagram. If you want to get maximum visibility to your followers, you have to sponsor your post.
Yeah. So I just think individuals that have big followings need to start looking at it long term and start giving out free content, grabbing email lists, like you said, being able to know how to use their money that they're gaining now and put it into ads to gain more. You know, because like you said, when if Instagram shuts off, where are they going to go? Where's all their followers gone? You know, they need to be in different rooms as well. When I mean rooms, I mean in Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. They need to have different avenues, right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. But Ryan, just on that, you know Kurt Miller.
Yeah.
Kurt Miller. I don't know whether many of you guys know, but like four or five years ago, he had somebody hack his Instagram account.
Right.
That's all it takes.
And wipe out, I think they wiped out 20,000 followers, I think. And wiped everything off his page.
Wow.
And he luckily knew someone within Instagram, knew people, and managed to get his account back. But that's terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. It can happen easily.
Yeah, right? It can. So for me, it's building your house in the background that secures your future. So for me, I have a house that's built on solid structures. I'm not reliant on somebody else actually telling me, oh, by the way, we're pulling you, we're pulling this, we're pulling that, you know? And that's something I think from a social media perspective, it's very nice to see the shiny cash coming in, because there is a lot of it about at the moment. There's a lot of influencers making money on clothing deals and all sorts of things. And I think that's fantastic. But on the back end of it, for all of the followers you're getting, let's say you're sponsored by a well-known big clothing company, right? And they're sharing your posts all the time. For all the people that are landing on your page because of the association with other brands, get them on your own email list. And if you can end up with 10,000 email addresses at the end, and then that supplement company lets you go, that 10,000 you can monetize.
Exactly.
But if you don't, and they get rid of you, done.
I don't think people know how to do it. Would you say invest in yourself, invest on how you should go about doing this?
Yeah, I think there's two things that is really, really important to understand. Is I would class myself as a value-focused marketer, right? So I know my consumer. I know the personal trainer. I know the fitness professional. I work with a lot of online coaches. I do work with influencers at like a higher-end level that are bringing in a lot of income. But I also work with the kind of younger personal trainer looking to develop their business and their knowledge. So essentially what I'm going to say to you is here. Digital marketing is the knowledge that people do not possess. It's digital marketing. It is understanding, you know, your brand. And the funny thing is in the fitness industry, and you'll know, Ryan, like you are a personal brand. Ryan John Baptiste is a personal brand and has a tribe of people that follow you and hang on your every word. There you go. That's it. But they hang on your every word. They follow your page. They look at your tricep. And they do. They follow you and they listen to you. Yeah. And then ultimately, the whole idea of a brand is, you know, taking that collective tribe-like mentality and creating products and services to serve their audience. And there's a lot of online coaches that just have, for example, online training, right? And for me, what we really need to consider is how are we nurturing the people that are following you through, whether it's Facebook groups, whether it's, you know, cheaper programs to get involved in. And then what I do a lot with people is helping ascend people to spending more money with you.
Yeah, you nurture. Yeah, exactly.
You nurture. So like, let's say, for example, you might buy a 2250 ebook or you might join somebody's Facebook group. What a lot of people don't understand is they sit there on their page posting and saying, DM me if you want online coaching. Now that will be okay because you'll always get some clients. But there's a lot of people watching your Instagram that are going, there's no way I'm going to message Ryan and say, I want coaching. But if Ryan says, here's something you could be a part of, it's a lot less for free or a lower investment that gives me the opportunity to get to know Ryan. I mean, I teach trainers, you know, and online especially, give a lot away for free, but get something in return for that. So for example, a quick little funnel might be Ryan gives away a 28-day chess program, right? They download the 28-day chess program. They become part of a 5 to 10 day email sequence. And at the end, throughout that journey, they've got to know Ryan. They've got to know the program. They've been to the gym, and then Ryan upsells them into coaching. Right? That's a very simple one.
Yeah,
it's a very simple.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I do. So like, I give away a free book. I've got my own Facebook, my free Facebook group as well through Facebook, where it's building every day. Because I understand this. I understand this game.
Yeah.
I've been doing it a long time. And yes, no, you can promote your odd DM me for coaching.
That works.
So short term, you know.
Yeah, but it works because do you know what? I mean, I can say on one of my posts, listen, you know, if you want to work with me one-to-one, just drop me a DM and I'll always get something. But that's like the odd one.
Yeah, you're missing out.
But in the background, I've got this like windmill that's just turning all the time. Yeah. Churning, and because there's so many young trainers that will message me, go almost if imagine they said it personally to me, they go, hello, Mark. I was really nervous to message you. That if they spoke in language, that's what they would be like, intimidate. And I have to, you know, I mean, you look at you, Ryan, you've been to Olympia, right? I mean, there's nothing, no stage better. So to then DM you and say, hi, I'd love to talk about getting lean.
Yeah.
You've got to remember that 70% of your following wouldn't dream of DMing you.
Yeah. I totally understand because I got on a Zoom call.
You know this.
Yeah. I realized that he was very nervous.
Yeah.
He didn't show up the first time, so it might have been that. You know, it might have been because he was nervous. The second time he showed up, he was very nervous. So I know there's people in the background that may feel intimidated to approach. So you have to get them in somehow, you know.
Yeah.
There's different levels to this.
There's loads of different ways of nurturing. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be a free ebook. It could be something else. It doesn't have to be a Facebook group. It could be something else. But this comes down to knowing your customer. I mean, I spoke to somebody today who actually works in the weight loss area. I know we talk about body build, physique development, but he works in the weight loss area. And we're looking at creating a like a 28-day self-confidence builder program, which is all to do with women and weight loss. It's a 28-day free kind of confidence building program. That's it. And there's six layers to it, and there's videos that he sends out, part of it, but it's not lose 10 pounds in this amount of time, you know?
Right, and we're back with Mark.
Yes.
Back from the commercial break, as we'll call it. We should put a commercial.
Yeah, we'll put a commercial.
We need to put an ad.
Yeah, we will. So let's go straight to the book. All right.
I mean, that's why he's here.
Let's go straight to the book, Level Up. So there's one quote that you mentioned in there quite early on. I mean, it goes something like this. If you don't know, you can finish it off for me.
If you don't know.
Come on, Mark.
Well, that was a big one, wasn't it?
I mean, he's really giving you a lot there.
He's not giving me a lot there to go on.
Based along the lines, if you don't know something, you're never going to know. Or something along those lines. What is the quote?
I can't remember the quote. I need to know the context of the book.
Okay, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. Well, you don't know what you don't know. Essentially, I don't know. The context of that part of the book, for me at the end of the day, is if you're going to be having any guidance or mentoring, I don't think it's ever wrong to not know. I think it's wrong to not want to find out.
Right. And
so at the end of the
side that I was talking about, people investing. Pardon? This is going down the journey of people investing in themselves.
Well, one of my big things in there was, you know, especially in the let's leave the personal development aspect to one side, but especially with training, like all through my bodybuilding and training, like I had a coach, you know, I had a prep coach, I had somebody, and I was also learning from different coaches teaching me the whole aspect of coaching. But then even in business, you know, if you want to get to somewhere, there is someone that knows how to get there because they've done it. And ultimately, if they've done it, go and see them and either ask them or ask if you can pay them, because it's just going to save so much time. And I think, you know, a lot of people want something in life and try and get there on their own. And there's nothing wrong with not knowing how to get somewhere. That's what we're on this planet for, is to try and find out. I think that's the same with children. As a parent, I was talking to, I actually interviewed John Berardi yesterday, who was founder of Precision Nutrition. And he was just saying, you know, talking about parenting and it being so wonderful, this opportunity to obviously develop someone who has not got skills, right? And you know, I haven't got children, but it's the same thing in your own life. It's okay not to know something. Not okay, essentially, if you want to get somewhere, but you're not asking, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just something, you know, especially in the book. I wanted to create a book that gave people a roadmap that said, you're going to come into this, you're not going to know this, but if you look at it like this and then go in search of this part of information, this is going to help you to get to the next stage of your career.
I think it's important to say that as you say, it's okay that you don't know something, but it's just basically not feeling like it's okay to also say that you'll find out. If someone asks you a question, you don't know the answer to it. You can be honest and say, I don't know that, but I can find the answer to it.
Yes.
And people just need to be, I think it's dropping the bravado a little bit and the complacency, I think is what I mean by that. It's like people get to a stage where they feel like they're successful and they get complacent and they sit back and it's,
yeah.
There's always somewhere to go. There's always something more to learn. Things evolve and it's just, don't get left behind and don't be afraid to keep moving forward.
I always say, I don't know if you believe in the same, Mark, but as soon as you stop trying to progress in your own, like, I don't know, your self-well-being, you know, your education, you're on a decline.
I completely agree with that. And I think we are, as human beings, part of our journey through life is having purpose.
Yeah.
Right? Having a purpose is extremely fulfilling, but we're here to get the best out of our life, right? And either do something that's truly rewarding to us or do something that's truly rewarding and valuable to other people. And we're not going to improve and have the, I mean, no, let's have this. Do you want to go through your life and have a mediocre version of it? Or do you want to go through life and have the freaking best version of it? And the only way to have the best version of your life is to learn how to make it better. And you've touched on something a second ago, Chris, but realistically, most people have no vision. I mean, crikey, Ryan, Olympia. Well, that's a pretty damn big vision. And then you keep going and going and going. And, you know, I was so happy for you that you got there, but you're also giving other physique athletes the opportunity to realize that it is possible. Because when you kind of got your, you know, you won and got your place to the Olympia, like that was like a kind of, did this really happen?
Yeah.
You know, and I think, once you set that goal ahead of you, the funny thing is, I listened to a great mentor of mine, John DiMartini, and he says, when the why is great enough, the hows take care of themselves.
That's true.
So like if you said, do you know what I mean? And it was one of the greatest quotes I ever heard, because if it matters to you so deeply that you go into the Olympia, you'll leave no stone unturned to get there. But if it matters so deeply to you to have a personal training diary that's full, and if it matters so deeply to you to have a online client portfolio, you'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Whereas the reason why most people don't move forward is because they don't have something that's inspiring to them to work towards. So they end up just ticking over.
Yeah.
The other side to that is another expression that I think we've said before, is that a goal without a plan is just a dream, essentially. Yeah. So yeah,
of course it is.
We all have goals. Some people will just amble through life hoping that their goals come together. But ultimately, if you have somewhere you want to get to, you need to actually be realistic and plan how you're going to get there. Otherwise, you're just going to be exactly where you started at all times.
Well, I think that whole goal without a plan, I like to use the word fantasy, because you're daydreaming.
Yeah, it is.
It's a fantasy. Yeah. Oh, I'll be at Olympia one day, but you're training twice a week. Like, it's simple.
Yeah.
Or you drink every weekend. You know, I remember, you know, Josh Maley, who Mr. Universe, you know, worked with me at M10 for years. You know, I watched Josh Maley have his oats every day at the same time. He didn't go out. He didn't socialize. He trained his clients, brought him his income. I don't think I've ever been around. I mean, you've been to Olympia, Ryan. You know, I obviously know of a lot of the guys that have been to Olympia. I've not lived with them. I've not seen what they do every single day. But I did bodybuilding to obviously British level, but not to the Universe. And when I watched Josh for 6 years, 5 or 6 years, every single day was meticulously planned to get to Miss Universe. Mm. I look back at it and I think that's what it takes. It's the same in business.
Yeah.
People just give everything they've got because they have a vision of six figures. They have a vision of 100 online clients. They have a vision of whatever it is that they want to make. But when you watch those people, the reason why people are intimidated by those people is because that's the fantasy that they have, but they're not doing the work. So that they end up being jealous. And jealous is more of a reflection of what you're not doing, not that what they're doing is bad.
Exactly.
That jealousy is more to do with the fact that you have this fantasy, but you haven't got any stepping stones to get there. So it's just a reflection of you not doing anything.
But they're working.
I think that applies to so many things. Like people out there who right now are starting back out on their gym journey again, and they want to get back to being lean again. There's no point starting that journey to getting lean if you don't have a plan to get there, or you don't have the goals to focus on. Because if it's open-ended, if you can always say I'll start tomorrow, then you never will. So a lot of these things in the book obviously may be about fitness professionals and so on, but I guarantee you, when I do read it, I guarantee you there'll be so many take-home things there for all people in business, people in life. It's just like, it's mindset, isn't it? And get your mindset right and the confidence in yourself to get where you want to be. And as you say, if the want to be, if you the desire to get there is strong enough, then you'll find the way to do that.
And isn't it funny? Like, you might think, right, like, you get to Olympia and you probably just sat there and you went, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah. So I was the first. I remember walking into the Olympia. I just quickly touched it. I remember walking into the backstage of Olympia. I was the first one there. And it's like a big dressing room type thing. Meant like, you know, just pre-done, just for the Olympia.
Those big rooms.
Yeah. And I looked around. I was on my own. I was thinking, okay, which one should I choose then? I was like, how the hell did I get here? And I just remember sitting there and just like, okay, now
it's a
what?
Bit of a strange, lonely moment.
Yeah, it was. And saying that, let me just read a couple bits from Mark's book, The 10 Lessons for Fitness Professionals, right? And I think it's not just for fit pros. This can be for anything, like we said, business or any kind of aspiration someone's got.
I knew it would
got.
Be beneficial.
Yeah. So like, I'll read point three first. So it says, when you want to pursue a dream, you will face lonely times. Okay.
Yeah.
In order to achieve something that is truly important to you, you have to make some sacrifices along the way. So, like for me, in my like I mentioned earlier in on this episode that I've been concentrating on the business side.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've stopped watching TV. I don't watch any TV. I can't remember the last time I watched TV.
I don't watch television.
I can't remember the last because I haven't got the time. I'm sacrificing all my energy into training. And the business in lockdown, it was just business. Like literally, it was just business. I was like, I set out my whole day time, like literally every minute, and it was all business because it was lonely. You have to sacrifice if you want to get somewhere, and that's exactly what that means. That point there, and that's with anything, business, your fitness goals, your relationship goals, whatever it is, right?
Well, hopefully your relationship goals aren't lonely.
Well,
hopefully. No, but right. You know those days where you've been at home? I mean, I know this is sound crazy, right? I have days at home and either in my office and I get better signal down here, but I'm at home and I'm working. And I remember when I was personal training in the early days and I was in my apartment, I was writing articles in the morning, training clients in the day, training myself, going home. And all my parents kept saying to me was, you must be so lonely doing that. And I said, are you kidding me? I absolutely adore what I'm doing. Yeah, but you don't go out the weekend. You don't socialize. And the funny thing is, and this goes back to what you value. Like, you build a business and make a worldwide impact with your reputation, Ryan, and then train yourself to be the best. I don't think that, like, you would ever say that that's not deeply inspiring to a physique athlete.
No, exactly.
But it certainly wouldn't be the type of life that's inspiring to a lawyer. But that's why everybody is so different. So it might say, I would say, you know, get used to lonely times because you'll say, you know, if you compare yourself and go, but look at all my friends having fun, it'll be a kind of lonely thought. But if you're doing something you're not inspired by, that's something that you really shouldn't be doing. But you love what you do, right?
Yeah. They, you know, the classic expression that I always remember when I was a kid was, if you find a job that you enjoy, you'll never work a day in your life.
And I completely agree.
It's a very old expression, but it's so true. Ultimately, I guarantee you that Ryan gets a massive buzz when he's dealing with a lot of people in America and all that sort of stuff at the moment. It's probably quite new to you to be doing loads of like
just people from America. That's what I'm dealing with.
Marketing to America, speaking to new people. Yeah. So that's exciting. And I bet you get a massive buzz out of it. You're excited to talk to them. And it's almost like a challenge as well for you.
Yeah, totally new to me. I mean, I've been obviously targeting people in America. Okay. Because some of the states are open, gyms are open. And, it's been wonderful during lockdown because I've invested in myself education wise and did this during lockdown and I enjoy doing it. I don't mind staying in that room for so long because it's bringing in revenue for me, but I'm also having the ability to help people that are £300 and 5'9", you know what I mean? So like,
you're making a difference. You get you get some quite emotional clients.
Mate, I nearly teared up in one of the conversations.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too.
Okay, just a few more points, Mark. I know you've got a lot of things to do in North London. So just a couple of things. It says people will come and go in your life, and you have to be okay with that. The people who matter the most will always support your growth. The people who have an issue with that, with what you're trying to do, don't even matter. Right?
I think that, yeah, completely.
I mean, I've come from a few, like even just recently, I've had to lock off a few people because they just weren't...
Not a positive influence
of what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Jealousy was involved as well, I believe. And those people, you just need to... So what would you say to anyone that's listening now or watching? What would you say to them?
I've got my own personal situations with people that I used to consider close friends, and they're just not... They're not here for me anymore.
Do you want to talk to Ryan about it, Chris?
I mean, I think, sorry, Mark.
Is this the time now you're going to tell him?
I can just kind of put you to one side, Ryan.
This is the last episode of the podcast.
There you go.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Mark, what would you say to someone? Yeah,
it's true. Go on, Mark. Go.
Mark, what would you say? Okay,
here we go. So essentially, through your life, and Ryan, I'm going to use you as an example. What's happened as you've gone through your career is your values have changed.
Yeah.
And the people that you probably hung around with in, around home, whether it's people you trained with, people that or even lads that you grew up with, their values are probably the same as what they were when you were training with them and just hanging out with them and just dossing it off, right? Then now, I haven't spoke to you for a while. And you've talked a lot about business.
Yeah.
So you're now driven by bodybuilding, your family probably still, because your family obviously are everything to you. You can see that. And more than likely growing your business.
Yeah.
There's definitely a change in him in the last year, I'd say.
Well, I can hear it on the call, right? And so what we have to understand is sometimes other people aren't the issue. It's just a natural moving away of people because values, as you go through your life, I'll tell you this. When I was bodybuilding at my peak and eating an obscene amount of food, all I wanted to do was eat, sleep, train and train clients. That's it. And my parents were just like, why on earth? My mum even reminded me yesterday of those days where everything was Tupperware, everything. And I don't still think that that's a bad thing. There are plenty of times when I still do it now. But I mean, everything. And I had friends of mine that were around me that just got me and got that whole world. But as I started to kind of phase out and business became more important and different income streams and different education, I started to kind of like have less in common with those people.
Yeah.
And so what ended up happening was I had less in common with them. I didn't dislike them, but our values changed. Now, the weird thing is, because I get this, I just continue to do my thing. And then they seem to have an issue. And you either spend some time with them and say, listen, there's nothing wrong here. It's I'm now focused on business. And with business being your primary focus, you bring in more income and then other friends. And you just navigate with different people. And I think it's a case of throughout your lifetime, mine's gone from being 100% focused on bodybuilding, training my clients and studying to now business, educating, study, and increasing my revenue, right? So I'm a different person. Whereas I never lose touch with the people I teach, but building my life and scaling my business is so much high on my priority as it was with bodybuilding, but I still train. And I think that ultimately, you've got to be okay, actually expect people to come and go. And I think if you're not necessarily entrepreneurial, if you're just somebody that's focused on progress in life, you've got to be okay with people coming and going.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Agree.
Massively.
One more thing. How did your dad influence you, inspire you in business?
Do you know what? You choked me up. He's in for his pre-op today for cancer. So it's a bit of a big day today. That's the first time that's not me.
Great, good one, Ryan.
A great question.
No. It's important because you'll get me unemotional. You'll get what I mean by this. I spoke to my dad yesterday. We had like 2 hours talking. We always talk about business. My dad, I used to wake up in the morning as a kid, and my dad would. We lived in Nottingham, and so it was an hour and a half, an hour and 20 on the train. I'd wake up, and Dad would already be in King's Cross. You know, so I'm getting up at 7:30 as a kid. He's already in King's Cross working. So that was an influence. He provided for us all the way through. But the biggest thing for him is he's entrepreneurial. He's a property man. So I'd just watch him growing up. And the biggest thing that kind of he influenced in us is just be independent and be you. And I think ultimately in life, there's a lot of people that try and be somebody else. And I'll always say to him, did you ever compare yourself to other people when you're going through your career? He went, no, never, never, never. Mm-hmm. I saw one thing you should never do. Just stop comparing yourself. Your journey should just be about you. And the influence that he's always had with me is just always grounding me back down. Because, you know, in the fitness industry, it's so easy to just get your head in the clouds and start looking at somebody else. Mm-hmm. And the problem is you look at somebody else and you end up trying to live your day according to them to try and be them. When ultimately it's all about being you. So his influence in me has always been about, you know, he's a businessman. And the funny thing is I've had different mentors, and the amount of times I've come back from having different mentors and said to him, you told me that last year, you know, your kids will be the same, Ryan, the amount of stuff you tell them. And then eventually someone tells them something and you go, I told you that last year.
Yeah.
And we don't listen to those people that are close enough to us. And he, throughout my career, he's just been the most incredible soundboard to me. He's an incredibly successful man. But the one thing that he does, he stays in his lane. And you know, when I used to play rugby, he said to me, listen, I know everybody has their opinions about the president and the way the clubs run and all this sort of stuff. Unless you want to get involved, keep your head down, you know, because people have got opinions on everything in life. And I think within the fitness industry, I've not had opinions on social media and sniping and having to go at people because I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah.
And that's been a big influence from my dad, is that I don't go and create posts to just stir up noise. I'm too busy just focusing on my journey. And my dad's had a big influence in that, and even though he's not on social media.
That applies to everything, really. Again, with people, fit pros on social media, who feel the need to constantly, because that's why you end up seeing the same things constantly on with fitness on social media, because people feel the need to, oh, such and such is doing that, that's what I should be doing. Well, necessarily, because you need to decide what your business model is, what you're trying to achieve, and then you can decide what works for you, I suppose. But
And do you know what? That's the most important thing. When you identify, I think one of the biggest problems with I work with a lot of fit pros is I take this person that's fantasizing about all different things and trying to do this and trying to do that. And then I spend a lot of time bringing people back to like center and say, who are you? You know, around people, there's enough things around you that tells you what your passion is. And if it's not, I've had some people that are trying to build a physique and be a body transformation coach, ended up going down the route of weight loss because they're only trying to be a body transformation coach because everybody else is, you know? And that's a big thing that I noticed. People trying to be like, when you look at Ryan, he eats, sleeps and breathes being a physique athlete, right? And it's effortless, not to the point of training is not effortless, but it's so ingrained in his passion. But then you see people going, I'm struggling to go to the gym, but I'm a body transformation expert. If you're a body transformation expert, it would ooze out of your social media presence.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'd certainly be in bloody shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's hard work to get in shape, find a part of the fitness industry you love and lead the people that love being body transformation coaches to doing that.
Yeah. No, you've always said that as well. You know, you need to be your own kind of, like, you know, a model of what you're trying to achieve.
Well, people will look at you and go, well, if they look at you and you don't represent what you're actually preaching, then they're not going to believe you to begin with, are they? So.
Well, I said that in the book, you know, at the end of the day, I still do believe to this day, and there'll be people that will contest me and challenge me. My body has taught me, and you guys, it will be the same for you too, more than any book, any seminar, anything I've ever learned, the journey and the trials and tribulations of breaking through injury rehabilitation, you know, getting shredded, getting bigger, all these sorts of journey is invaluable. And if you are going to work with anyone in your field, just do what you're trying to do for your clients, 10x, like, you know, even if it's five times what they're doing, just make sure you've been there a damn sight further than what you're expecting of your clients. And if it's a struggle to do that, then maybe that's not the part of the fitness industry that you're destined to be in.
Sangria. Yeah. All right. You know? So just a quick, like, I'm conscious of time. So just a quick, you know, a few quick fire questions. And
I don't have to finish off any sentences that are like,
no.
He does this. We did some quiz during lockdown, and his quiz questions are the worst, honestly.
No, don't worry. You're in good hands. You're in good hands. You're in good hands. Right. So two people you would like to meet, dead or alive?
Oh. Well, definitely, I'd love to meet The Rock. Definitely want to meet him. And
someone that's dead now.
Yeah. No, I was actually just thinking of someone that's dead. No, it'll come to me in a second.
Okay, we're going to
wait for 3-4 minutes. Yeah, no, I'm not got anybody. That's an interesting question.
We'll come back to that if you come up with
I'll end up messaging you it tonight.
Yeah. Like to that's
you
fine.
You can tell us after the show. It's fine.
Best and worst advice.
Some of the best advice I've got has always been to I said this a few minutes ago, actually, is to live your life authentically to you and what you love doing and not trying to copy somebody else. That's probably one of the best advice I've ever got.
You said that in your book as well.
Yeah, I did. And I stand by it. It's just such an important thing. And my dad's always said, just find what it is that you absolutely love. And you'll be surprised how much success comes from that alone. Worst piece of advice. it'd be the classic one during a prep when everyone told me that everything had to go white. Everything. I remember, and I think I did it. Well, you know, so long as it's white, you'll get shredded. I think that's training advice that was the worst.
Best documentary. If you're one to watch them, that is.
Oh, documentary.
Yeah.
Do you know the problem is I'm watching Power at the minute, and all my brain's just locked into Power.
Oh gosh.
Amazing.
You were better than
Come
that.
Come on, Mark.
No. I have shit TV from 9 till 10 every night to switch my brain off.
Right.
So I say shit plan. TV.
Yeah.
I have 9. The problem is if I keep going with work, I cannot sleep.
Did you watch the Michael Jordan documentary?
Absolutely brilliant. In fact, yes, I'll have to say that I watched it all and I thought it was phenomenal.
Okay, we'll say that then. That's your best doc, right?
Basketball's back tonight, right? Basketball's officially back on.
Okay, a couple more. One thing in the world you'd like to change?
Get rid of coronavirus, would do.
Yeah, that would do.
One thing in the world I'd like to change. Do you know what? I'm not really bothered about what goes on in the world. I know there's a lot of people doing that. What's that?
He stays in his own lane. He doesn't worry about
I'm not bothered. Do you know what? I read the news. I see the news. But the thing I want to change in the world is the thing that I've dedicated my life to is more people having fulfilling, successful, and happy careers in the fitness industry and not going through it stressed and unhappy because they want to be successful and they're not. And to me, I think every fitness professional who's in the industry because they love it deserves the opportunity to be successful. And if I could have my role in helping more people do that in the world, then I'm happy.
Okay, good stuff. All right, last one. If there was anyone who you would recommend to come on the show, who would it be?
Who's going to be a good guest for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what? I said this on a podcast the other day because I just think that out of interest, I don't know whether you've had him. Have you had BPAT yet?
No.
Yep.
Oh, we cut out.
Oscar. Get Ben Pekulski on the podcast. I just
Ben
think because
Pat. Okay. Ben Pat. Yeah. He did your intro part, didn't you?
He did the intro. He's obviously a great friend of mine, and I just think his journey through bodybuilding to where he is now is just such an incredibly inspiring and a journey of being at the pinnacle of your career and then utilizing everything that he got from his career to now live his best life and inspire people now. It'd be a phenomenal
Just hook him up. We'll have him or not. We'll make room for him with Ryan's.
All right. So Mark, before we go, when is this out? Where can they get it?
Well, I don't know when the episode's coming out now, but the 3rd of August, is the launch date of Level Up, and it's available on Amazon worldwide. So it's on pre-order now, but 3rd of August, it'll be ready to go.
Cool. I'm going to hold that up too.
Yeah, so that'll be available worldwide on Amazon for the foreseeable.
Awesome. Well, Mark, we can't thank you enough for coming on, putting up with Ryan's technical ability with organizing.
Get a lockdown guns there. That one's got more peak than the other one.
I was going to say, what's going on with the lefty? It's like the right one had a lockdown, but the left one didn't. What's going on?
All right, we'll leave it there, Mark. No more talking.
Drill down into Ryan's. Thank you.
Oh, hold on a minute. The right one's got the good tricep, and the left one's got the good bicep. That's a bit wonky donkey.
There you go, mate. There you go.
And amazing. On that note, we'll leave it there. Mark, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Best of luck with everything.
Thank you, guys.
Talk soon, Mark. Yeah.
Take care.
All right.
See you later, mate.
Bye bye.
Okay, so that was Mark Coles, Ryan, and he cemented exactly what I said at the beginning of the show. He is a dude. He's a guy.
Yeah, I mean, he knows his stuff. You know.
Again, here's that book, guys. If you didn't see on the show, I'm going to hold it up to the camera.
There you go. Very inspirational person. He knows his stuff, and he teaches with experience. You know, he teaches from his own experience, and he gives you, you know, he says something, you listen.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Even if he was talking absolute nonsense, which of course he wasn't, the way he delivers what he's trying to say, he's a great speaker in general, and he projects so well. And I would like to think, guys, that if you've listened to that, you got some great take home pieces of information.
Even if you're not involved in business, but with your own goals, I think this episode covers all audiences.
Yeah, massively. If you can't listen to what he's just said and apply that to your own real world situation, then
you might as well just die.
You might as well just get the F out. Guys.
Yeah, just die. Just die. Lie down and die. Because if you're not trying to progress,
let the Rona come over.
Yeah, yeah. Because the thing is, if you're not looking to progress, you're dying. Yeah. Because if you're happy where you are, then you're dying. You need to keep moving and keep progressing with the world as it's changing. Like. Right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know,
so, yeah.
But yeah, thank you, Mark. And hopefully he can hook us up with Ben Pakulski.
Yeah, so like we said, guys, every episode we're going to be trying with our best efforts to try and get someone on this podcast. The next podcast, where we've hopefully got someone lined up. It's a big one. It's always going to be big.
We'd only do big. So if you're listening to the show and you know someone big time who you think would be great to chat to us, you just let us know.
Let us know. Again, you can leave comments in YouTube. You can let us know via our Instagram profiles or leave a review and give us a name on your iTunes.
There you go.
Yeah. That's it.
iTunes. Please review. Like, please subscribe. Please review. Please. Just if you want more of these podcasts, then we need your help, guys. So you've got to review and you've got to repost this, reshare it on your stories.
Whatever you got to do, just shout and say, hey, guys, listen to these people right now. The Pose Down, Chris D. Fellows and Ryan John Baptiste.
There you go.
That's it.
But there you go. So that's about it. Before you go, interestingly, I saw a good fact the other day. And this is the world record for the number of press-ups done. In one go,
without stopping, or they stopped?
Well, I assume it wouldn't be much of a record if they... Non-stop push-ups. And it was done in 1980. The record has been held for 40 years since. Can you guess how many push-ups non-stop the guy did?
Okay.
I mean, if you do all of them right now, it'll be a problem.
I'm going to say 330.
330.
Yeah.
You aren't even close.
Wait, more?
Yeah.
Shut up. This must have been like a featherweight or something. All right, what? 500?
Do you want to read it?
What? No, I don't believe that.
Read it out.
10,507
non-stop push-ups were done by Minoru Yoshida in 1980.
I don't believe that. I need to see
look
a video.
It up.
I need to see
well,
a video.
We will try and get some.
When is 1980. Yeah, so there was video about this. I need to find a video.
We will find out and corroborate
that. It must
have
been videoed. It must have been recorded.
There you go.
Yeah.
We've got some other random.
10,507. Are you crazy?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Like, basically, I was just trying to imagine me doing 100. And that's hard. Right
I did.
Now.
I had my cheat meal on Saturday, and for whatever reason, afterwards in the evening, I turned to the miss and said, I wonder how many press ups I can do right now. just because I'd just eaten a lot of food. I got to, how many did I get to? I got to 52.
Yeah.
Which, considering how full of food I was, I thought that wasn't too bad, to be fair. I reckon right now I could probably do a few more because I'm lighter.
Right,
I am. Ryan, tell the listeners right now that I'm in good shape.
Yeah,
right
you're now. Lean right now. You're leaner than me.
I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, which I should have done,
is
that I actually took an active step to get in shape during this lockdown.
Maybe the next one you'll be... We're
doing another show probably soon, I think, maybe in the next 3 weeks. I don't want to leave it too long now.
Yeah.
So, guys, I promise you, I'm going to talk about how I got lean throughout lockdown, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with hopefully a guest that also knows a lot about getting lean.
Yes.
And we're going to be bringing you some serious getting in shape tips, because it's about time, guys. You're all probably thinking, not feeling great after lockdown. So we are coming at you with the good information.
Yeah, boy.
But for now, we hope you've had a enjoyable listening experience with myself and the Big Baptiste Man. It's been good.
Always, mate. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
We're going to take a break now. We're going to hang
some food.
We're going to go and eat some food, and then we're going to hit a serious chest workout.
Big time.
10,000 press ups coming your way.
Yeah, okay.
And for now, we say goodbye and we end another fabulous podcast. Good night, everybody.